This is a Bikias recording for Brachos Daf Yutes Amid Aleph. We're starting from the third line of Yutes Amid Aleph. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Kol Mesaper Acharei Ames, Ki Ilu Mesaper Acharei Ha'Even. If you speak about a dead person, it's like you're speaking about a stone. Right? So it sounds like there's no difference when you talk about a person who already died. Ikadamri, they're those who say the lo yadi, because they paskin like the opinion that the mesim don't know anything. They don't know what's going on in this world. The ikadamri diyadi velo ichbis lahu. And others say no, it's because they know what's going on in this world, but what do they care? Aini, is this so? Vahomer, a papa chad ishtoi milsa. Basre de marshmuel, venafel kanya, nitilala, ubaza la arnica, de muchye. There was once a guy who spoke badly about Mar Shmuel, meaning Shmuel, and what happened? A beam fell off of the roof and smashed his cranium, smashed his skull. Arnica de Muchye literally means the receptacle that holds a person's brain. I assume it means the cranium. So it smashed his head. So shiny to Rav Rabbanan, the Kutcher Brechu, the Tave B'Yikres. It's different because for Rabbi Talmud Chacham, the Kaddish Baruch Hu is going to fight for their honor, not because Shmuel himself put a hex on the roof and caused the beam to smash the guy's head. So I'm Rabbi Shub and Levi, Kol Mesaper Acharei Mitasen Shel Talmid Chachamim, Nofel B'Gehenim. If you speak badly about a dead Talmud Chacham, you will fall into Gehenim. Shenemer, as it says, right, so it says basically, I'll read you the Gemara's interpretation. Right, even when it's Shalom Yisrael, even when there's nothing comes out of it because the person's already dead, so nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send them to Gehenim for what they did. Tana debei Rabbi Yishmael, imro isa Talmud Chacham she'avar avera b'layla. If you see a Talmud Chacham doing an avera by night, al tahar harachar b'yom, don't think badly about him the next day. Shema asa tshuva, right? Maybe he already did tshuva. I mean, you have the right to assume that he felt really badly about what he had done, and he already did tshuva for it. Maybe shema solkadai tachalavadei asa tshuva. No, it means he definitely did tshuva. Hani mili b'dvarim shebegufo. That only has to do with something for his own body. Avol b'mamona. But if you saw him steal money, then Adamaha Delamari. It's not enough to feel bad about what you did. You actually have to return the money to its original owner. So unless you know that he returned the money, you have the right to assume he did not do tshuva and that he's still omed ba'avera. Varm Rabbi Shulman Levi, says Rabbi Shulman Levi, b'chaf dalad makomos in 24 places, beizdin menadin, I'll cover the rav. B'kulam shaninu b'mishnasenu. So he says the 24 places where the Beis Din will put somebody in nidoy, in some type of excommunication, because of kavod harav, because they disgraced a Talmud Chacham. And they're all listed in the Mishnah. Amar Lei Rav Elazar Hecha, where are they? Amar Lei Lechi Tishkach, you got to go out and check. Look through all of Shas and you'll find it. Nafak Daki, check very well. V'ashkach Tlas. He found three cases. Hamezazel b'natil siyadayim. V'asaper achar mitasan shel tamina chachamim. V'amegis daito klape mala. So he found three examples. Well, now let's discuss what these three examples are. Hamesaper achar mitasan shel tamina chacham. Someone speaks badly about a dead Talmud Chacham. Mahi, what's the Mishnah that talks about that? Titnan. Hu haya omer, it says in Meseches Adios, he used to say, Ein mashkin loes agiores, veloes hameshuchreres, right? You don't give the mesota to a giores, a convert, or to a shivcha who was freed. Also, it's another type of convert that she used to be a shivcha kananis, and now she was freed, so now she's a full Jewess. The chachamim omrim, the chacham say, no, mashkin, you do give the mesota to her. Va'amri lo, they said to him, Maisa, Bekarkamis Shivcha Meshuchares Yerushalayim Dishkua Shmaya Vavtalion. So Shmaya Vavtalion, who were the Zugos, they were the leaders of Klal Yisrael right before Hillel and Shammai. They were the Rebbes of Hillel and Shammai. That's the story of Hillel climbing up to the roof, was to hear the shir from Shmaya Vavtalion. So Shmaya Vavtalion, who were Gerim, they gave her to drink from the Mesot of Amar Lahem. So those answered back, that's not a raya. Dugma Hishkua. They only did it because they're members of the Gerim's union. They are people who stick up for the Gerim, and therefore they wanted her to be treated like a full-fledged Jew. So that was their reason, not because they think that's really the halacha. V'nidu, umeis b'niduyo v'saklu bezinas arono. Right, so not only did they put him in nidui, They let him stay that way till he died. And when he died, they wouldn't even give him a hesped. They put a stone on his coffin to show that he died while in excommunication, because he never took back what he said about Shmaya and Avtalya not being legitimate poskim because they were swayed by their personal biases towards Gerim. That is case number one. Case number two, Hamizalzel ben Netilas Yadayim, Mahi. What's the case in Mishnayos that a person disgraces Netilas Yadayim? They put him in Nidur. Difnanam Rabbi Yehuda Chas v'Shom Shakavi v'Mahalo Nisnade She'ein Azara Nin Eles Al Kol Adam B'Yisrael B'Chochma Uvitara V'Yiraschika Kavya ben Mahalel. Right. So he says, this case, there was a whole machlokas going on that we're not going to discuss right now, where they said Akavya ben Mahalo refused to give in, and therefore they put him in Nidui. And then Rabbi Yehuda jumps in, he says, that is not what happened. Akavya ben Mahalo was one of the leaders of Klal Yisrael. He was a Kadosh and a Tahor and a Chacham, and there's nothing Yerushamayim greater than his. So rather, what happened? Ella esmi Nidu. Who was the person who got put into Nidui in that time? As Elazar ben Chanoch. There was a fellow named Elazar ben Chanoch. Shepikbeik ben Netilas Yadayim. He didn't hold of Netilas Yadayim. The Chacham instituted Takani. You're supposed to wash before you eat. And he didn't hold of it. Ukeshemes, Shalchu Bezdin, Vihinicho Evan Gedola al Arono. And they excommunicated him. And then when he died, they based and said, don't give him any hespedim, rather put a big stone on his coffin. L'lamdecha shekola misnado, meis beniduyo, based in soklin es aron. Right? That if a person is excommunicated and then he dies under that state, meaning he never does tshuva and they never let him back in, so then you put a stone on his coffin. Fine. That was case number two. And then we say, Megiz Daito Klape Mala. What is that? Mahi Detanan. We have the following Mishnah. This is in Tainus. Shalach Lo Shimon Ben Shetach. This is talking about being chutzpedik to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Shalach Lo Shimon Ben Shetach. So one of the all-time heroes of the Jewish people is Choni HaMa'agil. But now the Mishnayos and Tainus are not super thrilled with what Choni HaMa'agil did. Why? Because Shimon Ben Shetach, who was the Av Beis Din at the time, he sent to Choni HaMa'agil, he sent a message, Choni HaMa'agil, Tzarech Atal Lisnados, really, I should excommunicate you because you were so chutzpedik to Hashem. You said, oh, Hashem, I didn't want it this way, I want it the other way, I want it that way. It says, V'ilmale Choni Ata, if you wouldn't be Choni, meaning if you wouldn't be such a great man, Guzrani Alecha Nidui, I would put you in Nidui. Avo Ma'ese, what can I do? Shata Mischate Lifnei Amakom Va'ose Lecha Ritzoncha, Kiben She Mischate Lifnei Aviv Va'ose Lo Ritzono. You sin in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he listens, he gives in to you anyway, like a child who sins to his father, and his father does what the kid wants anyway. Hashem loves you so much that he'll give in to you even when you're chutzpedik to him. V'alecha kasev omer, and the pasuk that's referring to what you did says, Yismach avicha v'imecha v'togel yolatatecha. Sorry. So he says that the father and the mother rejoice, and those who gave birth to you, they rejoice in you. Hashem loves you. Everything you say is great. Everything you do is great, even when you act completely improperly. So I ask the Gemara now, Vesuleka, is there no more case? Are there no more cases of putting somebody in Nidui? V'ha'ika, there are the following cases. The Tani Reb Yosef, Todos Ish Romi, Hineg Esbenei Romi, L'hachilan Gedim Mekulasin, B'lele Psachim. Right? So this the leader of Rome, Todos, He used to tell the Romans, the Jewish people in Rome, that they could eat a full goat on the night of Pesach, which looks very, very similar to the Korban Pesach. So Sholach Le Shimon Ben Shetach, Ilmali Todos Ata, had you not, he's very into fake putting people in Nidui. Right? He says, had you not been Todos, had you not been this great man, all right, Guzrani Alecha Nidu, I would have put you in Nidu. Shata Machel Es Yisrael, Kachim Bachutz. Because what you're doing is tantamount to feeding Bnei Yisrael Kachim outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Because it looks very similar to the Korban Pesach, the fact that you allow people at their seders to eat Gedi Mekulas. They could eat a fully roasted goat, which is very similar to what the Korban Pesach used to look like. And that's why we don't eat, even the Minig Ashkenazes, they don't even eat any roasted meat on the Leila Seder, because we don't want to give a Hava Mina that we're eating Kachim Bachutz. So, Kal v'chomer, we're not going to roast a whole lamb or a whole goat, which were both were kosher for the Korban Pesach, so and eat that outside of Yerushalayim. So he says, so why isn't that on the list of cases where they put somebody in Nidui for Kavod HaTorah? So the Gemara answers, B'mishnah seinu kamrinan v'ha b'raisahi. Right? No, we're saying in the actual Mishnayos, there's only three. And this was a brayso. So Masnis and Leika, there are no other Mishnayos. V'ha'ika ha'detnan, it says differently over here. This is the case of the famous Tanur Shalachnai of Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanis. So what happened? He held that the Tanur was Tahor, and the Chacham held that it was Tame, and he wouldn't give in. So what happened? Chot Chulios, they cut up all the rings, V'nasan Chol bin Chuliochul, and they put sand in between each ring of the oven to show, that was the case of the oven. Rabbi Eliezer holds that that type of oven is Tahor, V'chacham mitam, and the Chacham hold that type of oven is tamei. The zehu tanura shel achnai, right? This is known as the tanur shel achnai, right? My achnai. What does it mean? The tanur of achnai. Am Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Malam shehi kifua halachos kachnai. Ze v'tim uhu. They surrounded it with halachos like a serpent. You know how like it'll like a boa constrictor will slither around, encircle a person many times over. And they were mitame. The chachamim were mitame. And what did they do? The Braisa tells us further. The Tanya, this is a famous Gemara in Bava Metzia. Also, hayom eviu kol taro shetiher Rabbi Eliezer. They found all the cases where Rabbi Eliezer said this is tahor because he held the oven was tahor, and it was cooked. All these kachim things, all these karbanos were cooked in the oven. Vesar from the front of him, and they burned them in front of him. Meaning, they said we don't paskin like you. We paskin that all these things are tame. And in the end they blessed him, meaning in this case it means they excommunicated him. So you see that the Tanu Shalachnai case is listed in the Mishnah, and they excommunicated the great Rabbi Eliezer because he wouldn't give in, even though he was grossly outvoted by the majority of Chachamim. So Gemara says, no, afilu hachi nidui, the masnisen lo. Even so, the actual story of the excommunication is not in the Mishnah, it's in the Gemara, so that doesn't count. I'm sorry, the masnisen lo tanan. Okay, so now we're going back to the original statement. He said there's 24 places in Mishnayos. It's not true. We found three whole places, right? So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi medama milsa la milsa, Rabbi Lazar lo medama milsa la milsa. Now he draws certain comparisons, and Rabbi Lazar, when he went out and looked, he was only looking for cases where they stated explicitly, not making any comparisons to other places. Fine. No samita b'chilofen. Back to the Mishnah where we said those who were carrying the coffin and those who take over for them, so some of them are part of the Kriya Shema, some of them are not, as we said, as we'll see again in the Braisa. Tana Rabbanu, we have a Braisa, Ein Motziyan Es HaMeis, Samuch L'Kriya Shema. Based on the fact that many of the people carrying the mace are going to be putter from saying Kriya Shema, we don't take out the mace right before, around the time where you're supposed to say Kriya Shema. V'imischilu Ein Mafsikin. But if they already started taking out the mace, you don't stop in the middle. Eini is a sol, V'harav Yosef Afku, Samuch L'Kriya Shema. Aye, they took out Rabbi Yosef right around the beginning of Zman Kriya Shema. Adam Chashuv Shiny, that's different. Adam Chashuv, you want to do it when there's as many people around to give him kavod, and we don't pay such close attention to when the Zman Kriya Shema is. Then we go further. When are we machalik? When you have to say Kriya Shema, when you don't? Shalafnei Amita, Shala Achar Amita. Those who already went and those who didn't yet go. Tana Rabbanan. Braisa says, Oskim behefsit behespid. Those who are involved in the eulogy b'zman shameis mutalafneim nishmatin echad echad v'korin. So when the mace is right there, so they could slip away one by one and quickly chap a kriya shma and then come back. Ena mace mutalafneim, but if the mace is not in the room with them or in front of them, hein yoshim v'korin, they sit down and say kriya shma. V'hu yoshim v'domim, and the maspid, the guy saying the hespid, can remain silent for that time. Hein omdin v'spalim, they stand up. Not the one doing the hespid, but the avil can sit silently. And then they'll stand up and they'll daven Shemona Esrei. Who all made umatzik alav esadin, and the Ava will sit and he will say tzidur kadin. He'll say the paragraphs that say how that whatever Hashem does is just. But Omer, and he'll say ribon olamim, master of worlds, master of the universe. Harbe chatasi lefanecha velo nifrata mimeni echad minei elef. Right, I have sinned against you great many things, and you have not taken a payback from me even one thousandth. He writes in the Fanecha Hashem Elokeinu that Tigdor Pirtzoseinu Pirtzos Kolamcha Beis Yisrael Berachamin. You should seal up any of the gaps in the world and the gaps in your nation of Klal Yisrael with mercy, right? And that's Tzidduk Adin saying, of course, if I really investigated what I do, I would realize that any negative thing that ever comes my way, I fully deserve it, and I deserve way, way, way worse than that. But Lamaisa, I'm asking that you seal the gaps on your own, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Abaye says, Lama boy leila inish lamemar hachi. He says, not, this is not appropriate to say. Why? The Amar Bishim ben Lakish, Rish Lakish says, V'chein tana mishmei de Rabbi Yossi, and we have a brisa that says like this, the name of Rabbi Yossi, Liolam, al yiftach adam piv l'satan. Don't open your mouth to the satan. Don't start trying to say things that are bad about yourself, that I really deserve to be punished worse. Don't start up. V'amar Rabbi Yosef, Mikra, what's the pasuk? Shenemar, right, as it says in the, it says in the Navi, Kimat kisdom hayinu la'amora daminu. All right, Kimat kislistom hayinu. Right, so Maya Hadal Lenavi Shimun Dvar Hashem Kitsine Sodom. Because then the Navi comes back, says, "Oh, we were almost like stone. We're talking about how bad we were. We're almost like stone." So then the Navi compares them to the people of Sodom. Right, so you want to talk about yourself like you're a Sodomite. So we'll talk you like you're a Sodomite. But that's not the way. That's not an appropriate way to speak. Fine. Going forward, Mishnah continues. Kavru Asameis V'Chazru. Right, so then they talk about reaching the line where you're going to do Nicham Avelim. So says the Gemara over here, Yicholim lahaschiv aligmor es kulam, in if you can chop the entire Kriyashma before you get to the Shura, then you should say Kriyashma. Avol perik echad or pasik echad lo. But it's mashma from here that if you can only say one perik or one pasik, you should not. You should hold off on the Kriyashma. Viraminu, I have a contradiction. Kavru esameis v'chazru yicholim lahaschiv aligmor afilu perik echad or afilu o pasik echad. Hachinami, I'm sorry. Stop there. So he says, it sounds from that brisa that even if you could just say one pasuk or one perek, so you should do it. Hachinami ka'amar. No, so this is saying that this is how we're explaining the brisa over there, saying that im yicholim lahaschiv aligmor afilu perek echad o afilu pasuk echad ad shelo yagiu l'shura yaschilu v'imlav lo yaschilu. So he's saying, yeah, that's the pshat, that if you can say a little bit and you're able to even say a parak or a pasuk, sayin achinami, that is the correct thing to do.